Hey everyone, this is LP on Monday, March 2nd, 2020. I just want to quickly introduce this episode, what we're calling Season 2, Episode 2, Limonada. In this episode, Derek, Jeff, and I this evening got back on the phone and to have further discussions about the potential for a Leader Dogs for the Blind record. This would be a 25 years later follow-up to the debut and only Leader Dogs for the Blind record called Lemonade back in 1995. So we start talking about some of the sketches that we've been putting together over the last couple of years. These sketches were originally intended for our Bang Up State project, but they tend to have the right vibe and sound of the Leader Dogs continuation. So we discussed those at a little bit of length. Our discussion this evening was right at about an hour, so I'm going to go ahead and split this up into a few different episodes and probably release those throughout the week. And without further ado, here is Season 2, Episode 2, Limonada.
Gentlemen.
Start your engines.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome, man. Doing good. Doing all right.
We should hear from Derek in three...
Stand
two,
by. Here we go.
One.
And up on it.
And. Thank you, Derek. Okay, let's try this again.
Let's try.
Okay, Derek in three, two.
Roll, Derek, one. And up. Derek is asleep. He's done his first day on day shift. And
it wiped him out.
He is out like Guinness Stout.
Oh, that sounds actually really good right about now.
It totally does, actually. I wish we were enjoying that in the same room, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, we need to do that.
I would like at some point during this whole recording process, it would be fun to actually do. I know the two of you got together the last time around, but it would be nice to actually join with you two in the same room somehow at some point. Over the next year.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to make that happen. See if we can get Derek in here. I just texted him. Okay. Or else we'll just go, you know, we'll just make plans for him right now.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Hey-o.
Hey.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
How are you, man?
I'm all right, man. Hanging in there.
Good
how's
deal.
How's the first day or week on...
It was pretty rough. I mean, I literally had slept like 1 hour last night. I just couldn't get my brain to shut down last night because I'm so used to night shift, you know?
Sure. Yep. You're
because
circadian, what do they call that?
Circadian rhythms. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all jacked up.
Yeah. Cause I was literally trying to get up when I go to bed. So
yeah. Yep.
It's been a good day. Yeah.
How long are you on this, this shift?
I don't know. Might just be this week. It's kind of screwy. I think my new boss wants to be 3 weeks, but we don't really have a guy to fill my old role at the plant. I'm actually filling two roles. I'm going to have two jobs, two positions because Caterpillar can't afford to hire another guy. So they want you to do two jobs with one guy.
Okay, good.
Because they only had $540 million in profit last year.
Yeah, so, yeah, I understand.
Times
yeah.
are tough. You know?
So, wow. So, yeah. Everything is it's down to nickels and dimes. And
yeah.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Those poor people, you know.
Yeah, the shareholders are – their pockets are drying up, man.
So, yeah, it sounds rough. Sounds difficult.
They're going to have to light their cigars with, like, $100 bill, $1,000
exactly. Exactly.
That? It's 2020.
Exactly.
Come on.
But it was it was a good opportunity, and I couldn't pass it up. They offered me the position. It's a management position, so I'll have that title, section manager. It's like a kind of a production supervisor kind of role. But it's still a management position with Caterpillar, which is still pretty good.
It is good.
And it's good for my resume. Gives me some options down the road.
So do we have to change how we address you now? Are you section manager Derek or
section manager Derek? Sure, you can call me that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
S and like, Derek.
Yep. Little letters and things after your name.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Well, welcome. Here we are in March. It's March 2nd, 2020. Here we are.
Spring.
And last week we got on the line and talked about to LDB or not to LDB. It looks like the answer to that is we're going to give it a go.
Mm-hmm. To LDB.
To LDB. And so this week I had been working on kind of cleaning up some of the old tracks, or not old tracks, actually, these are new tracks, really new.
Yeah.
We pretty quickly put together 10 tracks, that kind of feel right for this sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted you guys today with, a potential playlist, and I even drug those songs into my iTunes and started a playlist for me so I can be listening to them over and over and over and over again and writing lyrics.
Nice.
And so I think what I'll do is, maybe we can talk it over on this call some, but I'm of the mind that we just take maybe 3 of those and just really develop them fairly far along, and then see how that goes.
That sounds disappointing.
Sounds super disappointing.
My cat is throwing up all over my man cave up here.
Does your cat not know that you are now general manager or section manager?
Not yet. Apparently, he's just puking. Do you have issues.
People at this point? Like other people that will come and clean up chat at this point? I wish.
Yeah. Heck? We need to work on that. You need to hire an assistant and, it'll be the cat puke assistant.
Yeah. There you go. How about the cat, the no pet advisor guy?
Tell
you not to buy a pet when you want to buy a pet. How about that guy?
Or gal. I mean, it's 2020. Right. So.
Hey, you know, that's fine. You know, hey, yeah. Whatever.
All right. Well, first of all, sorry to hear about your luck there, Derek, section manager.
Yeah.
If we can move on from cat business to dog leader dog
sure.
business, that would be,
yeah. Heck yeah.
That'd be okay. Yeah. He said, heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Sure. Hey, that's ideal. Sure.
Yeah, sure. That's ideal. so I don't know if you guys can you access that little playlist I created? Let's see. I think I sent you a screenshot.
I got a screenshot. No, I do have.
So
I got a screenshot. Yeah. Okay.
I do have a Dropbox with the stuff in it.
Yeah.
Things, and I assume that they're probably all the same. And yeah.
Yeah. You can, if you sort that, sketches folder to name, then they kind of I did it that way so that they kind of run like a playlist. Again, I mean, this is obviously super early. I tried to kind of do it based on the sound and the tempo of the songs, but this is very, you know, obviously very early. We would wait till we had 10 tracks and see how they fit together first. But Derek, you were asking, you know, are we going to come out with a banger, or, you know, are we going to have some bangers in this, like Yellow and Black Attack? Mm-hmm. First of all, yes.
Okay, good.
And today I was playing around with Restless. That was sitting at about 115 or 17 beats per minute. And I bumped it up to, 121, and then added like a bigger guitar sound, bigger mm-hmm. drum sound. And mm-hmm. I think that might be the way to lead off the record.
Heck yeah.
It sounds big.
Oh, okay.
It's funny because you had mentioned that, like Derek had asked if there was anything going to be up tempo or whatever. You said no, and I thought, oh, okay, well, I mean, whatever, that's fine. Let's but then you sent this list, and I listened to that today and went, oh man,
yeah.
If you're going to lead, that's the way you lead. That's going to be that's big, man.
Yeah, I'll after probably about an hour or so from now, I'll publish those changes so that you can hear for yourself. Okay. I could definitely hear this one like leading it off, and it's a fist pumper. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It'll probably get some people in trouble if they're driving, you know, on the expressway.
Okay. Yep. Good.
It's kind of the plan there, and it would be a good workout song.
Yeah, I just thought we should have at least one up tempo song. I mean, well, how many up tempo songs are on the first album? Just one.
I don't know about that because at least a few. There's at least two, maybe three.
Yeah. I don't know what they are in terms of beats per minute, but I mean, obviously Yell and Black Attack is like way up there.
Right.
I thought Martin's was
Dream.
Fighting Gravity is kind of
fighting. Yeah. That's a good one. Yep. Sprout's got some legs there. And
I guess, wait. What's this song called? Wake From Your Sleep. That's not what it's called, though. Better Ways.
Yeah, but that one's kind of down tempo.
Yeah. Oh,
Better Ways. Yeah.
It's picks up, but yeah.
But we've got some, I mean, this, if not by tempo, this one makes up for it by, there's some big sounds, you know, coming with these songs. So
I can't wait to hear it.
You sound like my mom. Well, that sounds like a nice record. I can't wait to hear it. I'm gonna play it for my church group.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you said church group, because I actually thought of today and wanted to talk to you guys about this tonight. Maybe we tap on old Andy Brancic to do a song or two.
Oh yeah, I was gonna tell you, he probably would definitely be down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you. Yeah. He would for sure.
He would do that?
Oh, yeah.
You think he'd lay a few licks?
Uh-huh. I bet he would. Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah. He's just a bored pastor. He probably would do it.
Yeah. He'd probably do it. Yeah. Get the bass out, dust it off a little bit.
He played on one of my tracks from like, I don't know, what was that, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably, yeah, he for sure.
That'd be, I mean, but if he'd do
he's
it,
he's still got a P cool bass. He's got the P bass. He'll record it through his iPad or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be good, especially if he's going to be quarantined with the coronavirus or whatever. He'd have a little extra time on his hands.
Exactly.
And be able to lend us a track or two. I just think that it'd be kind of fun to have his, you know, because he played on Lemonade.
Yeah, for sure.
To have that growl on there on a couple songs would be pretty killer.
Yeah.
And if there's any, like, if anybody saw us play at, one word sounds like...
Cornerstone.
Thank you. then they would have seen Andy, because he came out and played with us, and that was fun. That was fun, man.
One word sounds like Horner phone.
Cornerstone. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know, Derek, or if you've got a connection to him, maybe you want to reach out.
Yeah, I can reach out, sure.
Yeah, and then we could kind of take that sitch from there. But the thing I like about maybe developing Restless first is because it could be a leadoff track, and we've got a chorus for it. I could probably get the song structure in place within the next day or two.
Perfect.
And then get those tracks out to you guys. I have been actually having a lot of fun with the one that I'm calling Limonada, which obviously is Spanish for lemonade. You'll notice that I placed it at the same spot as Lemonade.
As Lemonade.
Yeah.
Yes, I see that.
So that one, I feel pretty good about that one. I think it'll be that fun, you know, how Lemonade was kind of our fun party jam,
yep.
kind of had a slightly different sound than the rest of the record.
Mm-hmm.
This one feels like, to me, it feels like Lemonade meets maybe Dog Man in terms of sound. Like the song Dog Man from our boys.
Kings.
Yeah. And I've got a chorus for it that I feel like is, it's just silly and fun. And it's not going to, you know, it's not going to, be a very profound song lyrically. Not a lot of politics in there. So I think I might go after that one. Also, if you guys are, are up for that.
What was that one again, please?
Please, can I know?
Hello? Hello, if I may, I'm sorry. I don't want to be that person, but may I request?
My cat assistant isn't here to take notes, and I didn't catch that.
I'm kind of juggling a few things here. I'm a manager now, I've kind of got a lot on my plate. Yes. Could you just repeat that one for me?
That one more time, please.
I'm on multiple shifts. Yeah. I'm a pretty big deal down here.
Yeah. I don't know if you know that, but
yeah, so that was it's in Dropbox it's listed as 05 Limonada.
Oh, okay. All right.
I feel you. I see what's okay.
I think you know you guys got the text where I was saying one of the songs I turned into the title Bang Up State.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a banger too, but what are your thoughts? What do you guys have ones in particular where you're like, oh, I definitely want to, you know, I'm chomping at the bit for that one? Or
I had No Horizon in my head for a couple days. That
okay,
when it finally evolves into that big riff, that riff cannot be denied. So that's one for me.
You could, I mean, you're welcome to try. I'm not here to criticize whether you want to or don't. Like, you're welcome to. We will shut that shit down right now.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
That riff is ahead in all the polls, let's just say.
And let's see. I'd have to go through them all. But yeah, RIP, Rest in Peace Radio. That's kind of been in my head too after I heard that one again.
I tell you what, No Horizon would be one to put Branzik on because that riff, when it starts off, is actually just distorted bass.
Yeah, and that's one thing I love about that track is the interplay between the guitars and the bass is just awesome to me. Such something about it. It just glues together so well. Hats off, Lyndon.
Yes.
It's really, really cool. Really good.
All right. Well, Jeff, how do you feel?
When we started talking about this, I went back and looked at some of the old stuff and some of the things that we'd been kind of working on, even for the Bang Up State stuff. But we talked about Meat Suit. And that's one that, like, I loved the hit because it reminded me a lot of. Oh boy, I'm gonna draw a blank on. I'd have to look it up right now. But there's a song that we did that it reminded me of it just had this old school Leader Dogs feel,
mm-hmm.
and so that's one in particular that I was like, yeah, I'm looking forward to hitting that. But that being said, I don't know. I mean, I guess that and anything up tempo, like when you put Restless in there today, I was like, oh, it just took on a whole new life. And yeah, so I'm super pumped to just get some up-tempo stuff and just, yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds
big drums, big guitars.
Unraveling, that's a really great, got a great riff too. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
What was that one that I shared? I had Glyph. I don't know if Glyph has another name or not. I thought that chorus riff was very Leader Dog style.
I'll have to listen to that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to listen to that one. Okay, I'll check that one out. What was I going to tell you guys? Oh, in Unraveling, when it kind of like dissolves into kind of an odd sort of synth kind of thing, and then it drops into the big binger.
Mm-hmm.
There's this crowd noise that's slowly building in the background until it drops out for the guitar riff. If you go back and listen to that, you'll be interested to know that when I was at the Nine Inch Nails show last fall, before they came out, there was so many people and so much going on. I just like recorded the crowd for about 3 or 4 minutes. And that sound, that recording is what's underneath that little interlude. So that could That's be kind of cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is cool.
So give that a peep. So let's go after Restless and No Horizon, and then
I'm just gonna write this down.
Yeah, I would either say either Bang Up State or Limonada for the third one.
Okay.
To develop fully. So if you guys want to listen to those two tonight or whatever, and pipe into the group text with your vote for which one.
Sorry, you said Limonada, and what was the other one?
Bang Up State.
Bang Up State. Okay.
Yeah, either one of those, because they're both of those are kind of more like lyrically, they're a little bit more fun, less profound, less political, and. I'm looking forward to developing all of these actually, but I think those two kind of have a similar vibe. Let's do that. Let's go after Restless, No Horizon, and then either one of those two. And you guys give them a spin tonight. Tell me what you think.
All right.
If you've got a preference.
Okay. Okay.
And of course, you know, everything right now is very, you know, it's very malleable because the song structures can change, you know. But for the most part, I feel like actually a number of these songs are almost fully developed, as in, you know, intros, verse, chorus, whatever, outros, all those things. Which is part of the reason I'm starting to get kind of hyped up about it, because I feel like we could pretty quickly, you know, piece this together.
Mm-hmm.
Side note, if at some point, and I'm not saying that this will happen, but like at some point, if there's, I think I just find sometimes when I'm recording drum tracks, there might come a point where I'm like, oh, if I do this, it might be cool to break down this little part or this little part. So there's a bit of ebb and flow to kind of how things go in terms of arrangement. Is it okay to bring some of that up?
Oh,
and say, here's what I'm thinking. And
absolutely.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I just usually write, put it forward based on kind of what I try to do is imagine it live, you know, and how it would feel. And if the three of us were actually in a room playing it together, but the disadvantage I have, of course, is that we're not in the same room. So like, if you hear a part and think, you know, this might be cool if everything drops out except for whatever cowbell, you just got to let me know. And then I'm game to try.
Cool. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
And if you guys, you know, if you hear even the lyrics that I'm writing or whatever, and you're just like, hey, what if we tried this? I mean, I'm completely open. The only time I'm probably not open to that is when we're getting ready to mix.
Right.
Yeah, that might be a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, we actually did a lot of that even with the Bang Up State stuff. There was times when, you know, we did entire key changes. If you remember, like when we were working on, I can't remember which one of those songs it was, but
the Pesh Mode cover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, if you're working into one and you're like, you know, something's just not working for me here, what if we did this? That's absolutely a good time to you know, bring it up, and we can give it a a try. That's the thing I love about a digital audio workstation, you know.
Yeah, you can audition whatever you want. It's very non-destructive, and we just do what we do. If it does, if it works, great. If it doesn't, whatever, move on.
Move on. Yep. I am aiming to keep these songs simple in this way, like basically guitar, drums, loops, some sort of bass, whether that's a live bass or a synth, and then some texture is kind of all I'm really, and, you know, of course, vocals, but that's, I'm trying to keep it simple in that way because I think big riff rock lends itself nicely to that anyway. The energy comes from the live instruments, and the electronics are just there to kind of make it feel, I don't know, a little bit futuristic or whatever. So, yeah. So that's the thing. So I also noticed that, you know, like last week we talked about the fact that it was 25 years ago, November. I think we said it was November 5th. That was a Tuesday. Because back then, all new music dropped on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Interestingly, this year, November 3rd, is election night in America. So we could drop our record on that day when the night that we'll find out, the whole world will find out who the new or maintained leader is. So, but that would be a good date to aim for in terms of release.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
That being said, if you back that up with 10 songs, we'd probably want to back that up a couple months. So like by the end of September is when I think we would want to have all the tracks, you know, basically submitted and getting ready to like go through and just mix. And by the way, as this develops, I'm completely open to seeing if we can get, even if it's like independent label support, maybe somebody else can help us master it. And, you know, it'd be nice to get some help in marketing it. I don't care if we don't, because we can just do what we do. But if it's got,
it would be kind of cool. Like I get, yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah. If the right relationship came along, it, that would be nice. I would love to get this music, some airplay, whether it's on radio or whether it's, you know, on television or movies or whatever. So if you guys have, you know any peoples or, but again, we could just kind of see how it develops and see, you know, what the value for something like that would be. Hey there, it's me, LP, cutting in here. I feel like this is a good point in the conversation to segment this out and publish this as an episode. We went on to talk about a few other topics, which I'll be glad to share in the days to come. I do want to say thanks to those of you who are listening. And I don't usually do this, but I'd be grateful if you would consider subscribing so that each time one of these episodes comes out, you'll get it. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.